This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. Today it is the I Can't Believe It's Butter edition from the bastion of journalistic excellence, the New York Post. The byline from Rita Wiggle, the headline reads, man who only ate cheese, beef, and sticks of butter for 8 months suffers shocking side effect.
Oh.
A Florida man in his mid-40s.
Of course he's a Florida man.
Right? He's on a meat, fat, and dairy-heavy diet, showed up at a Tampa hospital with ooze emanating from yellowish nodes on the palms of his hands, elbows, and on the soles of his feet. Florida man told doctors he had adopted the carnivore diet 8 months ago. Dr. Lyerly, his daily intake was made up of entire sticks of butter, 6 to 9 pounds of cheese, and hamburger patties. His case actually just got published in the JAMA Cardiology publication this week. The patient took it to extremes, this carnivore diet. He says overall he feels great, his health is good, but his skin was another story. The ooze had been affecting him for almost a month before he sought treatment. Again, he's got yellow ooze coming out of his hands, his feet, and his elbows. Doctors discovered the butter, his total cholesterol level exceeded 1,000 mg.
Oh, and 200 is kind of the cutoff. So
200 is the cutoff.
Yeah, just for level setting there.
So he's kind of an overachiever.
Jane, I think the problem here is the hamburger. This message brought to you from the state of Wisconsin and the dairy industry.
Not the butter. Nothing to do with butter. It's got to be the beef.
The cheese, definitely the good part. That's what's making him feel so great.
Have you ever heard of such a thing?
People do crazy things with their diets, you know?
But I mean, as far as, it's essentially cholesterol leaking out of his body, isn't it?
I have no idea. I've never heard of anything like this before. That is, how do you maintain that diet? Like, don't you feel like when you eat certain foods, you feel a certain way? I would feel personally, if I ate like that, even for a day, I think I would feel like, oh.
Absolutely. And I love butter. I love butter way more than I should love anything. But the idea of consuming entire sticks of butter?
Do you know that it's a state law in Wisconsin that restaurants can't put anything other than butter on the table? So no margarine.
No margarine. You got to do Oleo runs to Illinois back in the day for margarine if you wanted that.
Which always reminds me of the Bob Uecker story about why he was born in Illinois, because his parents were on an Oleo run.
That's right. That's right. cardiologist diagnosed Florida man with xanthelasma, a condition caused by high cholesterol levels or other fats in the blood. This causes excess lipids to ooze from blood vessels and form localized lipid deposits. So maybe back off just a scooch on the butter and the cheese and the burgers, and try celery. Put peanut butter on it. Chunky. It's good.
Yeah. More produce, less of that.
That wraps it up for today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.